Soon her eyes were comfortable looking through air instead of water. She could see houses nearby. No, it was more like the silhouette of houses and warm yellow lights from the windows. She walked directly there, her heart beating so fast and powerfully, she was afraid it would explode in her chest. And still, there was this magnetic emotion to get close to people. The closer she got to the old houses, the more she felt human. The night was clear, frosty, and rich with stars. Suddenly, she was able to peer into a window. The window seemed to be painted with white flowers. She could see some candles and children playing around. There was a fireplace where coals were burning. There was a dad sitting on a sofa with a big book in his hand. The Selkie's daughter had seen one of these square things only once in her life. It had come down to the seafloor in a sunken ship. Its pages were like layers of kelp, but it turned to mush when she had touched it. It was said that it contained powerful human magic and could tell a story without making a single sound. There was a little boy sitting on his mother's lap, quietly listening to what the father was saying, as he looked closely at the marks and flat scenes on the pages. She was so close to this window, she was able to touch it. It was as clear as the shallow sea in summer, yet as hard as ice. The white painted flowers on the glass disappeared and changed to water when she put a warm hand on them. I want to be in there as well. I want to have a home like that and someone to play with. She pressed her nose on the glass and enjoyed the freedom inside that was all decorated with green pine branches and angels. There was a figure in a red cloak with white trim and big black boots on a sleigh. How to get in there? Will I be welcome? She thought. For her, it was clear. She would not return to the sea. She would no longer be a creature of the sea.